Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I don't know who I'm speaking to when I'm going to do this segment because I titled it, I Told You So. Because many of you probably have not always believed the things that I've said, and rightfully so. You shouldn't. You should test and, you know, get your own beliefs. But I told you so. See, you can only go so long hiding this lie, if you will. And what we're witnessing, and I told you, celebrate this. I told you all the things that are making us suffer are things that we can handle. God is not putting anything on us that we can't handle. The big cheat was something we looked at and said, there is no way, no how. I said it. I said, I guaranteed you a Trump win in 2016 because I had my finger on the pulse. And even though they tried to cheat, they didn't win. And then I guaranteed it again in 2020 because it was even better. And they cheated and they won. And you lost your mind. So, I mean, I didn't. I had COVID during that time. And so I was just like, oh, well, you know, it is what it is. And of course, it was shaking out. And I thought, no, we'll win it eventually. Good will conquer evil. And it didn't. Democrats cheated in front of our faces. They dared us to look at their dirty drawers. And we tried, but they fought it. And now they want to pretend that they're sanctimonious, that they're protecting the election. They're protecting voter integrity when we all know it is a lie. But here's the good news. All those lies have to come to the front. They got to come to the fore. Democrats can no longer control what you think, what you see, and any of that. And they made you a better thinker. They made you a more discerning thinker. They did not realize they were sharpening your sword. They had you in training. You are not as gullible as you were before. Now, I want you to understand. You say to yourselves, oh, Kevin, we're plugged in. We're listening to politics. We know more than everybody else. Don't get too cocky. Don't get too cocky. Don't make me come up and Will Smith slap you. So, you may believe that you're more plugged in, and you probably are. I'm not going to dismiss it. But people are plugging in. People that you didn't think were plugging in are plugging in. I've given you all the reasons why these people are plugging in, because they have no choice. I told you so. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. The shame of this show is that millions of people won't hear it. The shame of my show that I do 5 days a week, 2 hours a day, and on the weekends and whatever markets they are, is that people are not going to be around. Not enough people will hear it. But I'm going to tell you, they think the way we think. They think you're here for a reason. You're here because you understand that I'm giving you the pure, unadulterated truth. I did a hit on a guy's show, a buddy of mine. He gets about a million people on his show. And I said to his, he and I are friends, and I said to his audience, I said, Lyle can tell you, I'm not putting on for you. This is who I am. And I explained to them what I'm explaining to you. We have never been in the worst and the best position politically in our lives. It's the worst thing, time in the world, in your entire life, to be an American. You thought it was worse under a baby black Jesus. This is the worst time to be in your life to be a representative of this country. But it's also the best time politically for the conservative movement. If it's done correctly. If it's not moderated by people like McCarthy and McConnell. McCarthy and McConnell. It's always the Max, right? The Max. The McBrothers, the two guys that are so supposed to be driving our agenda. And McCarthy's trying. He's a rhino, but he's certainly doing better than McConnell. If they were truly driving our agenda, they would be telling you this is the best dichotomy between good and evil. Good being Trump, evil being Biden, good being conservatives, evil being leftists, progressives, whatever they call themselves. good being you, good Christ-following, Bible-thumping, pro-American folks versus these evil skanks. This is the best time. You need that big gap, that chasm, and it's here. And the question I ask you, and I ask you this all the time, are you prepared to take this torch and go forward and be unadulterated in who you represent? Are you willing to stand up to people and say, I represent a living God? Are you willing to stand before people and say, I represent this flag, this country, our military, our doers, our capitalists? The parents who stay with their children, the people who raise good kids, the kids who are respectful. And I could go on. Are you prepared to do this? Onward, Christian soldier marching off to war. Because I told you this moment was coming. I told you there will be a time when these people become perceptive. 16 million of them converted in 2020. Enough to win any election in the history of this country. And the only way they defeated us is to cheat. And if you're not saying that, you're part of the problem because you're letting them sell you on the narrative that Joe Biden won and we lost. Oh, yeah, it was a hatred of Donald Trump. Absolute, utter, ridiculous nonsense. Nothing could be further from the truth. You don't need any numbers. You don't need to see videos. There is enough evidence that you can see in your right before your face. Nobody would vote for a demented 78-year-old clown who's got a track record like Biden unless they were equally a brain-dead moron. And if you want to convince me 81 million people did that, you got the wrong Negro. Look at what's going on in this country and ask yourself, why are we talking about Trump? Joe Biden is a disaster. I'm going to play some clips in the next segment of CNN, everybody covering up. I played one the other day on the other show. I'm going to play that one too. I'm going to prove to you beyond a shadow of a doubt that these people are concerned. They're concerned because they stole an election. They put a puppet in who's got dementia. And now they don't want to own up to it. They have us talking about, I hope Trump doesn't run. I hope Trump, you hope Trump doesn't want it running. He got 75 million votes minimum in the last election. More than Barack Obama got in 2008 when he was the most popular guy in the free world. And you want to get rid of him. That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. I've said it. I've done 3 shows on this. But I'm going to drive this point home because I want to make you understand. If you believe that, leftists can make you believe anything. They want you to believe Russia's losing the war. Ukraine is so good. It's all a bunch of lies. Crackpots over there. We'll be back with you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her. Me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man Pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man Pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking, and...
Well, if your friend want some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man Pill sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I want you to do something with me, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com in this particular radio show. I want you to reflect back on Trump's tenure. Let's go back to the beginning. Let's go back to when he was president-elect and Barack Obama said,
he can't save these move nothing by carrot. What's going to do? Wait, magic wand.
Okay, remember that? And then Trump said, okay, here's the deal. Raytheon, you better leave Carrier here. We're going to take some contracts away from you, blah, blah, blah. It was the first thing. It was a 1,000 jobs. And you know what the left were arguing about?
It wasn't 1,000 jobs. It was only like 700 jobs. No, really and truly, it was only 250 jobs.
Well, I don't care what it was. They watered it down. He left the manufacturing there. He saved hundreds of jobs. No argument there. It was hundreds. Was it 800? Was it 400? But 400 or 800 people had stability. And you know what he did more importantly? He did what he said. He made a campaign promise. He says, you make me president, I'll save Carrier. and he did it as president-elect. He hadn't even taken the job yet. He was still moving his office furniture in. He was still getting his security badge, so to speak. Promise one kept. And then what happened? They told you the stock market was going to crater. You put this guy in the stock market, a crater. We had the most robust stock market probably in decades. The minute this guy came in, record after record after record. Barack Obama couldn't build. Oh, yeah, he built it up. How did he do it? He printed $10 trillion. And Trump took that anemic market built on quantitative easing, and he put money in your portfolio like you've never seen. Let's just stop there. Let's compare right now. What has Joe Biden done for manufacturing or jobs in general? He's got people who don't even want to work. And how about that stock market? What's it doing under Joe Biden? Your portfolio winning or losing? He's been in 13 going on 14 months. How have you done? It's volatile. What are we talking about right now? We're talking about a potential for a great recession at the least, or a great depression, and we're almost at war with Russia. So let's just go back to Trump. Where were you 4 years ago, 5 years ago, when Trump was president-elect, gets into office, manufacturing coming back, he starts going after trade policies, the destructive trade policies, where we're shipping almost $800 billion out of this country, not getting it back. Our trade deficit is enough to be, I forget the numbers now. But our trade, I think it was enough to be the 19th largest economy in the world. Our trade deficit with China is bigger than the GDP of Saudi Arabia. And when Trump wants to work on it, the Democrats start crying foul. With China, we're putting $375 billion in their economy. And when Trump wants to address it, he's xenophobic. They couldn't wait for Wu Flu. So he starts working on trade. He negotiates trade deals with with South Korea and Japan, with Mexico and Canada that are more favorable to the U.S., and the left are complaining. And the whole time, by the way, they're going after him for Russian collusion, Russian collusion, Russian collusion. So all this is happening, and he's still bringing money back to the United States. Takes the bureaucracy, the EPA, out of starting companies. Makes us energy independent. Builds a spirit where Americans can feel good about ourselves. And you know what he went to? He went to Poland. He says, look, I want to make America great again. He goes, but you know what you should be doing, Poland? Make Poland great again. Challenge us. Be number one. He wasn't thumbing his nose at these people. He's saying, look, it's a global competition in a good way. We should be looking for ways to improve ourselves, improve our countries. All of us, be proud of who you are. And then let's go to the Olympics and let's fight it out on the arena of sports. Let's do it that way. But in the meantime, what we need from you, we'll get from you. If you become good at something, be excellent at it. He's not only building up America, he's making other countries feel the same way. And they hate it. Then what's he do? He says, hey, by the way, if we're going to be partners, NATO, pay your bills. Let's all get together and do stuff. We're a defensive organization, and the United States isn't going to carry the load. And, oh, by the way, we're going to get out of these stupid wars that these other regimes have put us in. I don't care, Republican or Democrat. It's not that story for me. We're going to fight terror, and here's how I'm going to do it. I'm going to bomb the crap out of people that support terror and who are condoning terror, and then I'm going to go after the economy of the people who support them. If you want to do business with the United States, you're going to get out of the business of terror. And then what's he do? He puts North Korea and South Korea back together, at least to some degree. But I'm talking about something that people, the Koreans, probably thought would never happen in their lifetimes. It's downplayed. He then goes to Israel and he negotiates practical peace. He's got your Arab countries and Israel talking together, two countries that recognize Israel. He moved the location of the holy ground from one, what everybody talked about doing, kicking a can. He did it. And I could go on. And you're talking about getting rid of him. What track record do you need
I'm just curious for those, the naysayers, people out there going, well, Kevin, I don't like the way you're talking to me. You're acting like I'm really stupid. And I'm not acting anything. You can take it any way you want. I'm telling you what it is. I'm giving you the lineup here. By the way, instead of quantitative easing, they were punishing Trump with the Fed's money policy towards him. They would have never done the things that they did to Trump to baby black Jesus, because Barack Obama's economy would have tanked if they did anything close. They had Trump paying money back into the Treasury. And let me tell you something. Had it not been for this stupid WooFlu scam, I'm not going to say we wouldn't have had debt. But it would have been a lot slower, and Trump would have been slowly starting to eat away at that debt. And I could go on with all the things that he did in terms of streamlining the way government works. He put, remember the policy that said, we're going to look at all these different agencies, and you got to cut your agency 10%. And we're going to start cutting them and cutting them and cutting them. And you're going to cut until you start getting into muscle. And he looked at all the agencies that we had dual redundancy, and he was starting to cut those. He was cutting the size of government. Meanwhile, getting fought on both sides, Rhino Republicans, the Lincoln Project knuckleheads, I got a different word for them, but I can't say it on the radio, and these leftists who went after him tooth and nail and anybody associated with him. And he fought them off. And you know how he fought them off? Because he was unrelenting in saying, I didn't do it. I'll fight to the bitter end. And the only thing that he didn't fight to the bitter end is this stupid, crooked election. Don't let anybody tell you this election wasn't crooked. Don't let anybody tell you that January 6th was a legitimate thing. Don't let anybody tell you that these Clintons are good quality people or that Hunter Biden is a good, solid citizen. You've heard me play that mashup. They talk about the legacy of the Bidens and they're above reproach or whatever. They're telling you right there they're the biggest, crookedest scoundrels on the planet. That's what the Democrats are. I told you so, and I'm going to tell you some more when we get back. Keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We could learn later today if the Biden administration will ditch a public health rule that's used to immediately deport most illegal immigrants. President Biden is under pressure from members of his own party to roll back Title 42, which was put in place under former President Donald Trump. Russian troops' progress has been stalling on the ground in Ukraine, and British intelligence suggests they are being forced to retreat to get more supplies. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby tells Fox Business that Russia is facing a tougher fight than they expected.
Clearly, Mr. Putin has failed in achieving strategic objectives early on, objectives he himself stated, and now's the time for him to get serious about good faith negotiations and ending this war.
President Biden spoke to Ukraine's president for just about an hour Wednesday. This is USA Radio News. As the Russian invasion of Ukraine enters a second month, more and more refugees are heading to Poland.
The mass exodus of Ukraine because of Russia's invasion has Poland stepping up to welcome the refugees. Warsaw Mayor Rafał Trzaskowski tells Fox News Wednesday the humanitarian crisis is getting difficult to handle.
Well, we've welcomed 300,000 refugees, and that's a huge number. That's like 15% of my population in Warsaw. And of course, we are dealing with it. You know, the solidarity of the people has been immense, and the work done by the non-governmental organizations, volunteers, and of course, the services of my city is exemplary, and we are helping as much as we can.
Lance Prime reporting. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau. A soldier is dead following a helicopter crash at Fort Stewart in southeast Georgia. Army officials say the crash involved two helicopters and happened around 2 a.m. this morning at Wright Army Airfield. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hello, I'm Dana Bash in Washington, where the State of Our Union is. Wondering if President Biden meant what he said. You're watching a special two-hour edition of State of the Union. The president is back in Washington this morning after a major trip to Europe to meet with allies. He delivered a speech yesterday in Poland, harshly condemning Russian President Vladimir Putin and describing the war as a battle between, quote, democracy and autocracy. But it's this ad-libbed line at the end of his speech that's raising eyebrows around the world.
For God's sake, this man cannot remain power.
The White House quickly tried to walk that comment back, and Secretary of State Antony Blinken said this morning in Israel the U.S. does not have a strategy of regime change in Russia. Meanwhile, on the battlefield, Russia struck the Ukrainian city of Lviv with at least two missiles, a city in the west that had been previously spared the worst of Russia's attacks, even as Russia said it would shift strategy to focus on the Donbass area in eastern Ukraine. With me now from Brussels, fresh off the NATO summit with President Biden, is the U.S. Permanent Representative to NATO, Ambassador Julianne Smith.
A couple of things to unpack from that comment, that clip with Dana Bash. And the first thing he says, they're wondering if Biden meant what he said. You know why they're wondering that? Because Joe Biden's an idiot suffering from dementia. They I don't know if you caught it, they said he went off the teleprompter. Remember when Joe Biden was in Ukraine and he says, you know, this guy, he better stop the investigation. I told him, you know, I'll take this $1 billion. Joe Biden's telling you what he needs to happen. He needs Putin gone, because I already told you before, Putin's got the goods on Joe Biden and the family. And for the record, if Putin's gone, the information's still going to get out. What the United States would really like to have right now is the Russian spy network, the CIA really having infiltrated the GRU, because they would love to get rid of Putin. That's the only way they can protect Biden. If Putin goes, you better know it is because powers that be higher than Biden said, we can't let people know what the jig is up here. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. Glad you're here. They don't know what he meant when he said it. If Donald Trump said it, he would have said, look, I'm not going to tell countries what to do, but, you know, you might look at that, what, getting rid of the guy. They would be all over Trump if he made that statement, even if it was about Putin. He's advocating for somebody to kill a head of state. Go look it up. See what they say about that. That is verboten. It is forbidden, taboo. Now, they do it all the time, but they do it in secret. If I were Vladimir Putin right now, I would be looking at data dumps. I would get the best Russian hackers. I would get every piece of dirt I had on the Biden family. I want you to understand what I just told you. If you don't think that the Russians and the Chinese know every bit of dirt on Joe Biden, they got every email, every phone call, every record of anything that family's done, and they are going to manipulate the living daylights out of them. That's what's going to happen. I told you so. See, you can't have a guy that compromised in every segment of his life and think he's going to just cruise through. Ask yourself this. How long the elites thought they could keep Biden in office so they could do a big theft? $6 trillion is a lot of money to steal. Even after you divvy it up to, you know, to the crumbs for the people that helped you. I know pharmaceutical guys, oh, Kevin, they made, you know, tens of billions of dollars. Congratulations. $66 trillion was at play. If the elites got half of that and the other half went to the minions and whatever else, they consider that a good win. That's the biggest robbery of people in the history of man per capita, bar none. I don't care about sunken treasures and pirates and whatever else. You got pirated to a level that only God knows what the level is. We will never know. So, Biden says, for God's sake, this man can't remain in power. CNN goes on to say, well, the president, he made a mistake. The State Department's walking this back. And then what are the next thing they do? Russia's losing in the war. Russia, Russia, Russia. Look at what's happening in Russia. They give you all the bad news about Russia, knowing very little about it. I'm going to tell you this. CNN knows as much about what's going on in Russia as you do. But right after telling us Joe Biden, it sure seems like he's advocating for regime change. What do? They start influencing you on what's going on in Russia. I think the clip goes, Russia just bombed some aspirin factory with children and Guatemalan midgets inside. They got to tell you how bad it was. They couldn't even finish the segment that said, Joe Biden didn't mean it. Let's all think about this again. And then they go, oh, yeah, but look at what's going on in Russia. Russia's Vladimir Putin's killing people. He's harming widows and orphans. Don't believe anything they tell you. All this, you want to know, here's the sad part. This is all political theater to make you believe that Joe Biden is competent, that we are in good quality hands, and it could go on. Let me tell you what you haven't heard in a while. I don't even know the number. Maybe my producers can find it during the break or something. We were up to 3 million people that have left Ukraine. The UN estimated it could go to 12. It started out at 300,000 or 400,000. It went to 800,000. I remember it passed 1 million, 1.4 million, 2 million, 3 million. I hadn't talked about it in days. What is it now? 4 or 5 million? I saw some video of Russia, of some bombs hitting in another city, and I'll play the clip, because they said, we didn't expect Russia to come into that city, and they showed video of people running. What do you mean you didn't expect Russia to go into that city? You know, oh no, they're going to limit themselves to these two regions that are in discussion. No, you created an entire ecosystem for Putin to say, you want a lesson? I'll give you a lesson. And for those of you waiting, especially you leftists, for those of you out there going, well, Joe Biden won't get it figured out. Joe Biden's going to work on this and Joe Biden. Let me tell you something. Joe Biden has no ability to do anything to stop Putin. None, because he's compromised. And the only thing that's happening right now behind the scenes with the left is they're trying to figure out, how can we undo the so-called Russian disinformation? How's that going to work out for him when everything the Russians put out turns out to be true? They talked about the biolab. Was it true or not true? Oh, easy question. True or false? True. They talked about Hunter Biden now saying he was part of the biolab. He helped finance the biolab. True or not true? True. We've already determined that Donald Trump had nothing to do with colluding with the Russians, but we also know that Hunter Biden, in his own words, said he was getting, I mean, we know he got money from both Ukraine and a Russian oligarch. We know this for a fact. We know he's also in business with the Chinese. Now, as I mentioned before, he's building a biolab that's a secret. Nobody was supposed to know about it, and it was for chemical warfare. And what is the Biden administration accusing Russia? Oh, they're going to drop some chemical warfare on you. Ooh. I mean, talk about your lies. And what we found out to be the truth. More coming. Not going to be good for Joe Biden and team. More coming. Here's the second clip. CNN wasn't done. They were like, oh, we still got to ask more questions. So I think Dana Bash had somebody from the State Department on. Here's a clip.
Fresh off the NATO summit with President Biden is the U.S. Permanent Representative to NATO, Ambassador Julianne Smith. Thank you so much, Madam Ambassador, for joining me. Let's start with President Biden's comment yesterday that Vladimir Putin cannot remain in power. The White House said quickly that he was not discussing Putin's power in Russia or regime change. Was that comment a mistake?
Well, look, the president had spent the day visiting with Ukrainian refugees. He went to the National Stadium in Warsaw and literally met with hundreds of Ukrainians. He heard their heroic stories as they were fleeing Ukraine in the wake of Russia's brutal war in Ukraine. In the moment, I think that was a principled human reaction to the stories that he had heard that day. But no, as you've heard from Secretary Blinken and others, the U.S. does not have a policy of regime change in Russia. Full stop.
Full stop. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Full stop. Huh. Well, what she's telling you is the U.S. has a policy of regime change in Russia. They will do anything they possibly can do to stop Putin because they have to. The new policy for the United States government run under Biden with the people that are running and the elitists around the world is they got to figure out how to get rid of Putin. Putin is the new Osama bin Laden. I'm not talking about just for us. This is for the elitists around the world. Who gets fleeced the most? Who lost the most money during the Wu Flu scam? Us, Americans. They must get rid of Putin. The reason why, he's the tip of the iceberg for what they have on the Bidens. But they got a big problem because Big Brother China is not going to let it happen.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship.
Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
With regard to food shortage, yes, we did. We also talk about food shortages. And it's going to be real. The price of these sanctions is not just imposed upon Russia. It's imposed upon an awful lot of countries as well, including European countries and our country as well.
Say what? That's what they used to say in the 60s and the 70s. Say what, mofo? What you talking about, man? Come on, man. What's Joe Biden? Joe Biden is telling us that the sanctions in Russia, cutting them off from food and oil or whatever, and I guess selling their stuff, well, it's not just a penalty on Russia. Oh, no. It's going to cost you here in America, too. Putin
student ate my homework. And it's not only going to cost Americans, it's going to cost the world. Joe Biden's incompetence is influencing the world. Do you know there are people writing articles about what I said? They're talking about Joe Biden may starve more people to death than who knows. I don't know. I don't have any comparison. But he's starving people to death. His policy, his conflict with Russia, his ties to criminal activities in these countries has led him into a no-win situation. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. If you're a leftist listening to this program and you think Joe Biden's going to get you out of this mess, you're out of your mind. The only thing you can do, the only thing Joe Biden and team can do is try to pull the wool over your eyes to such a degree that you believe the excrement that will come out of their mouths about this situation. Hunter Biden is directly tied to many of these things. Did you guys hear what I talked about the other day? Hunter tied to the biolabs. Hunter tied to Ukraine by way of Burisma. The person that Hunter was actually being employed by is the guy who put Zelensky in power. And you wonder how all this is all getting jacked up. And of course, Joe Biden couldn't have picked a worse antagonist, who I believe may be the very well be the protagonist. He may be the good guy in this story. I'm talking about one Vladimir Putin. He picked the wrong Russian to mess with. He's white and he can fight. Vladimir Putin is leaking. I love this. Vladimir Putin is leaking information about Hunter Biden in drips and drabs. And the Biden administration doesn't know. Let me tell you this. Here's what's going on in the Biden administration. They have sat Joe Biden in a room with Jill, Dr. Jill, excuse me, and Hunter, and said, okay, guys, look, I don't give a crap what you tell the world, but we're the people who have to put the fires out. Hunter, what do you remember? What do you know? Joe, fess up. Tell us what's going on. Let me tell you, this is what the sin eaters and the guys that run interference for Joe Biden are doing. They're saying, look, we can't help you unless you tell us the whole truth. And they're imploring them. Joe Biden can pull this, you know, I don't remember, and crazy grandpa, you know, crazy handsy uncle routine on the left. But he can't pull this on the people who are trying to bail him out, trying to get him and Hunter, keep them out of prison. And they're asking him, tell us, what do these people know? And Joe Biden doesn't want, Joe Biden, he's, look, a pathological liar is a pathological liar. This clown is never going to stop. He didn't have any trauma that made him become a pathological liar. He just enjoys it. It's for sport. All Joe Biden has to do at this point is to say, look, okay, let me just admit it. I knew about Hunter's dealings. He was giving me a little bit of a kickback. You got to understand, man. I wasn't making a lot of money, man. I mean, people weren't, they weren't doing the things that I needed, you know. And so he should just fess up. I met him. I went to a dinner with this guy. All right, I did this. I arranged for Hunter to do this. I did that. So at least these people know who to go kill, because that's what they want to do. They want to take Putin out. Joe Biden said it in his own lips. How are we going to let this guy stay in power? I mean, we got to take this guy. Man, this man, I mean, come on, corn pop. I've dealt with tougher dudes. So, I would hate to be a Democrat right now. Woo! I would hate to be a Democrat. This is what you got to deal with? Price of these sanctions, folks, are not just going to hurt Russia. They're going to hurt us, and they're going to hurt Europe, and they're going to hurt Africa, and they're going to hurt China and all of Asia. They're going to hurt everybody. You're all going to pay more. Get used to it. some guy, I don't know where it was, I just glanced across the article. He said gas prices are over $5, well over $5 where he is. He says, this is a gas station owner. He says, I'm going to predict that gas prices will be between $7 to $8 before this is all said and done. I've already talked to you about some of the things that have gone higher, like fertilizer, 40%. Look, think about the food chain. Oh, there's another story about a dude who runs a, you know, one of these trucks that pulls up and you eat, what they call food trucks. I know, I couldn't remember. But food trucks. And he says, because of gasoline and the price of food, I got to jack all my rates up. I want to see a menu from like 4 months ago, 3-4 months ago. I want you to start tracking the price of your food little by little. A favorite restaurant. What did you use to eat? What did you get? Oh, by the way, let me tell you what the restaurants are going to do. Shrinkflation. It's already happening. I told you guys, I took my kid to Culver's after a baseball game. It looked like they were serving sliders. These were not burgers. It was obvious these burgers were much smaller. I went to buy some Häagen-Dazs. I haven't had ice cream in ages. I've been having a yankering for some. So I go to buy, do you remember those little cups of ice cream that you would get, like the little personal servings? These suckers were barely bigger than that. I mean, I'm being a little facetious. They were 14 ounces. They used to be 16 ounces. You know what they cost? The same amount that they costed 16 ounces. They removed 12.5% of the product from what it used to be. And by the way, the reason why it was the same price for me, I caught it on sale. They had a digital coupon. The price, that booger was like $4 and something, that little thing, each. You used to get a half a pint, half a gallon for that. Or a pint. Maybe it was a pint. It was more than a pint. It wasn't a quart. I know that. Anyway, it's a lot. You got a lot for the same amount of money. Biden, these people are insane. So this guy wrote, you would think that at some point Joe Biden's poll numbers couldn't get any worse. So far, you would be wrong. An NBC News poll found that Biden is now at 40% approval, the lowest in his presidency. We talked about it the other day, but this is NBC, different poll. Lefty network, NBC. Get this, 55% of people disapproving of his job performance. His support from women has dropped from 51% to 44%. His support among Latinos has dropped from 48% to 39%. Black folks, they didn't even want to give Joe Biden the bad news. They didn't want to give the old man a heart attack. I don't have the numbers. But here's what I will tell you. On the issues, Biden is 30 points underwater on his handling of the economy, the most important issue according to poll respondents. He also gets the most blame for inflation. Look, they want to put pass the buck. They want to say the Russians ate their paper, their homework, or whatever. People aren't buying it. I was talking to a dude. I asked him, are you buying anything the media says? No. I go, what do you think's happening on the other side? You think you're so smart. We all think we're smarter than they are. We're paying attention to politics. Do you think that the left is paying attention to the New York Times? You think some of those moderates, that 20% that swings any direction, do you think they're looking? How do you think we're getting these numbers, 55, 63%, 68%? You think it's just coming out of thin air? These aren't even polls favorable to us. I haven't taken a poll in ages. Who are they polling? They polling you? These polls are legit. I mean, they're still off, but they're legit finally and at least pointing the finger in the right direction.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.